We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Oh my goodness, one of the plays of the year.
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, this is Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show.
That's it right there, good. Stay up, man, keep the guy off the ground, let's go.
Presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show is also brought to you by Ford. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. Coca-Cola, together tastes better. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Toyota, visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. And by Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Yes! Now, this is Hey Coach. Here is your host, the voice of the Tide, Eli Gold.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Baumhauer's Victory Grill here in Tuscaloosa. Another edition of Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show, presented by Alpha Insurance. We've got a very interesting show for you tonight. Coach Nick Saban will be with us. He'll be joining us via Zoom from his home. We'll be checking in with the coach a little bit later on. We've also got the Dean of Alabama Head Coaches. Maybe you can guess who it is, maybe not, but we'll be talking in just a moment with the Dean of UA Head Coaches and our special media guest tonight, Andy Staples from The Athletic. You might also remember him as a senior writer for Sports Illustrated for so many years. He's covered college ball for better than two decades. That's the lineup tonight on Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show. If you'd like to join the conversation, feel free to join in. Our number is toll-free. 877-202-BAMA. That's 877-202-BAMA. All of that's coming up over the course of this next 90 minutes. And don't forget, folks, there's so much going on campus right now. Lots of teams are in action. Practice beginning for basketball. So much going on. You can keep up with everything Alabama with the Roll Tide mobile app, presented by Bancorp South. It's available at the App Store and Google Play. Download the Roll Tide mobile app now. It is absolutely free. Coming up, the Dean of UA Head Coaches, as we are live tonight from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. This is the official watch party location of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Back in a moment here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Not all heroes wear capes. Some wear turnout gear, fatigues, or uniforms. And some heroes, well, they look just like you and me. Whether you preach, teach, or are first to respond to the call for help, Alpha wants you to know we appreciate your service. That's why we've created special auto discounts for those who serve. Giving back to those who give so much is the least we can do. We're proud to honor our hometown heroes. Get an auto quote at alphainsurance.com.
Life is full of choices. Some are easy, some are difficult, and others may be completely out of your control. It's okay, though. That's what we're here for. As long as there's a chance that your next big decision will help you leave your mark, we'll have you covered with account options, loans, business services, and everyday financial advice. So don't be afraid to do your thing. There's no time like now to get out there and do whatever it is that makes you happy. Visit Trustmark.com to start leaving your mark. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, everyone. Eli Gold here. Do you know why I go to Sun South? It's because of the personalized service I receive from their starting lineup. Sun South John Deere also has an affordable roster for everyone, from riding mowers to utility vehicles and lots of tractors. Stop by any of their 21 locations across Alabama, Mississippi, and Georgia, or visit sunsouth.com. Any budget, any project, Sun South has you covered. Proud to be the preferred tractor equipment dealer of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Bored with the same old thing? Looking for something new? Jax has turned up the southern flavor with three mouth-watering patty melts. Try the new Hearty Steakhouse, loaded with mushrooms and Swiss cheese, the new saucy comeback, and the spicy kicked-up patty melt, starting at $4.99 with fries. These patty melts are packed with fresh grilled onions, cheese, and their own special sauces on grilled Texas toast. All new patty melts starting at just $4.99, only at Jax. All about the South. Hey, Bama fans, Hibbett Sports has the hottest footwear from Nike, Jordan, and Adidas, including the latest releases of retro Jordans, KD, Kyrie, LeBron, and more. And Jordan, Nike, and Adidas apparel to match toe-to-head. At Hibbett, we reward you for your purchases. Become an MVP today and enjoy exclusive perks for shopping with us. Learn more at Hibbett.com or visit your local Hibbett Sports store. Hibbett Sports is a proud supporter of Alabama football. Roll Tide!
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, Coach, and the Nick Saban Show, presented by Alpha Insurance, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill here in Tuscaloosa. And our first guest of the evening joins us courtesy of Everwood Treatment Company. Everwood, the official treated lumber of Alabama Athletics. Everwood is wood treated right. And I've been teasing the fact that we are going to be joined by the Dean of UA Head Coaches. She is now in her 24th season as Alabama's head women's tennis coach, and we've just settled on the fact that she started when she was four. So, Jenny Mines, great to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on the show.
The third longest tenured head coach among SEC women's tennis coaches. You've gotten every award. You, as we say, 24 years at Alabama. It's a long way from when you used to have to walk through the dormitories begging for ladies to come play tennis, huh?
That's right. We've come a long way. It's I've said that I think I'm going to write a book one day, and I'm in a mentor program with the younger coach, and I told her my story today with knocking on sorority doors and going to PE classes and recruiting players, and we had five walk-ons that saved our program, and she couldn't believe it, and I said, one day I'm going to write a book, and She said that she would read it. So
there
it's been a fun journey.
Exactly right. Well, obviously, there's so much to talk about, but we cannot not begin talking about Alexa Garacci and Desiree Kravchuk, who a couple of American collegians. Desiree plays internationally under her dual citizenship with Chile. But getting to the finals at Roland Garros, I mean, how proud were you? That was unreal.
It really was. I mean, it's a dream come true. And Alexa was always one of those players that kind of dreamt of that. She wanted to continue her career, play after college. And I told her, I said, I think you'll win a Grand Slam in doubles. And she's really become a doubles specialist. Right now, she's ranked number two in the world with Desiree as a team. Individually, with her point, she's moved to top 25 in the world. But I mean, they beat the number one team in the world in route. They beat the number seven team in the world in route. Then they beat the number 11 seeds, and they part of that 11 seed was the number the young lady that got to the championship match in singles and never dropped a set. So, I mean, and they really had a tough road. I mean, they struggled in most of their matches, but just really fought through it and found a way. And I think college tennis was a big part of that, because playing SEC tennis or Pac-12 tennis, you're battling through those tough matches day in and day out consistently.
Yeah, they came in ranked number 14. They were seeded number 14 in the brackets, and then, like you said, advanced to the quarterfinals after upsetting number one. Do you still, at this point in life, contact Alexa? Does she contact you? Maybe not in the middle of the French Open, but do you guys stay in touch?
We do. Alexa was always one of those just fun-spirited young ladies that she loves Alabama. Kind of an interesting story. Her father, Fernando Garaci, was the first international student athlete on scholarship at the University of Alabama.
Wow.
And she's a sixth-generation Alabama graduate. So she's got ties to Tutwiler and McCorvey and all kinds of things with the University of Alabama. So she's sort of got a lot of history there. But one quick thing I think is interesting, Eli, is that Coach Nick Saban met with Alexa Garaci on game day when we played Tulane in 2008.
Okay.
And he, of course, was new. Relatively new to the Alabama. And I asked him, I kind of took a long shot and asked Coach Saban if he would meet with her, because obviously she was somebody that would be a program changer. He met with her on game day in his hotel for about 45 minutes and then followed up with her. And I've said to this day that I think he was instrumental in Alexa Garaci committing to Alabama. And look what she's doing. And I believe she'll win a Grand Slam. I really do.
That'd be wonderful. We're visiting with Jenny Mines, 24 years now as the head women's tennis coach at the university. Tell me about her partner, Desiree Krafcek, her partner in doubles, who came out of the Arizona State program. And for a lot of folks listening, let's be honest, they may not be quite as conversant on women's tennis as some people are. Is the Arizona State program one that's particularly good?
It is, Eli. It's a really reputable program. The coach there has been there for probably over 30 years. Mm. Sheila McInerney, in my opinion, she's a legend. She's really paved the way for a lot of us and been a great mentor, a great leader. But Desiree is a great player. She's got a lot of feel, a lot of touch. She's an American. She's trained in the United States, and they've paired up multiple times, and they've won two WTA events together. They've reached the finals in four other events all over the world, from Washington, D.C. to China. But they really complement each other really well on the court, I think temperament-wise and then game style-wise. But Desiree's a very nice player. They're both college graduates.
Right.
You don't see that very often. It's very exciting for college tennis.
Sure. Now, what will it take, or will it take anything, for either or both of them to become proficient and nationally, if not world-renowned, in singles? What separates a good singles player from a good doubles player?
Well, it's a completely different skill set. You hear of a lot of doubles specialists, and then, of course, you see people like Roger Federer and Nadal and such that are single specialist, so to speak. And it really is completely different. The tactics, the strategies, the way you play, the way you, you know, your positioning and awareness. So I, you know, Alexa certainly did very well in singles at the beginning of her career. It's almost like she kind of fell into it. She just became a double specialist. And I don't think there's any looking back. I think that's what she'll continue to be. She may kind of dabble a little bit in singles as well as Desiree, but I think her career, I really believe she'll win a Grand Slam. right now they're number two in the world together in doubles. So I think she's going to make a career out of playing doubles.
Sounds great. We're visiting with Jenny Mines. Hey, folks, a quick reminder about our friends at Sports Collectibles. They offer authentic Bama memorabilia and collectibles, including autographed items and framed jerseys. All of the signed items carry a certificate of authenticity and a 100% money-back guarantee. Shop sportscollectibles.com. Hey, Coach, and the Nick Saban Show, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill here in Tuscaloosa. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Crimson Tide women's tennis team. That follows these messages here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, Coach, and the Nick Saban Show, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. And by the way, with our virtual Hey, Coach shows this fall, Alpha Insurance would like to recognize Larry McKinney of Birmingham and Karen Cottingham of Jemison as tonight's two winners. And while they're unable to be here in person, each of them will be receiving an autographed photo of Coach Nick Saban. We're joined by Jenny Mines in her 24th season as the head women's tennis coach at the University of Alabama. Nine players on this year's roster, including four returnees, five newcomers. Give me a quick scouting report, Jenny.
I think we're going to be good. It's an exciting group of young ladies. We've got the whole world covered globally. But we've got five new players, as you mentioned. We have a graduate transfer from Clemson. Mm-hmm. I think she's going to really make an impact with her experience. She's going to be one of our team captains at Sydney Riley. And then we have four young freshmen that really have a lot of experience, and they've already kind of showed that they are very competitive. And we had one of our players from the Czech Republic beat senior from Georgia last weekend that we've never beaten before. So, you know, I think we're getting there. We're having to teach a lot. There's a big learning curve, obviously, but I think everybody's excited to be back on campus and training and playing. And due to Greg Sankey's strong leadership and Greg Byrne, and, you know, we're able to play. We're one of very few women's and men's tennis conferences that are able to actually compete this fall. There's only two Power Five conferences competing this fall. So we're fortunate to be out there getting better.
The women got things going this past weekend. They hosted the SEC Challenge number one here on campus, and then Bama returns to action this weekend. It's a very rare Friday-Sunday tournament. They head over to the Magnolia State for the Hale State Classic in Starkville, and they'll face student athletes from Mississippi State and Ole Miss. Jenny Mines is with us, head coach of the women's tennis team. We're going to continue visiting with Jenny in just a moment, but I do want to take a second to recognize the performer of the week. You know, each week during the show, we give out the performance of the week, sponsored by APS, Alabama Professional Services, for all your residential and commercial foundation, waterproofing, pest control, termite, and lawn services. Go to alabamaprofessional.com. And this week's performer of the week, the SEC's offensive player of the week, and the National Maxwell player of the week, tied running back Najee Harris, who scored 5 touchdowns last week against Ole Miss. He rushed 23 times for 206 yards. So our congratulations to Najee Harris, the performer of the week, presented by APS. More with Jenny Mines coming up here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Mobile tickets, mobile parking, and other Alabama football game day changes are new this fall. If you're heading to Bryant-Denny Stadium this season, visit RollTide.com/new in 2020 to plan ahead and get ready for game day.
Today tastes like game day at home. Like assigned couch seating. Tastes like coffee table dining. And an ice-cold Coke to cool down the heat. It tastes like the game you've waited for all week with friends you've known your whole life. Today, tastes like watching football is supposed to. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
372, 372, hut, hut.
Truly great quarterbacks possess a rare combination of toughness, intelligence, and that innate ability to come through in the clutch. We know a truck like that. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling truck 43 years straight. With impressive towing and payload, Ford F-150 makes tough jobs look easy. For great offers on F-150, visit your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Based on 1977 to 2019 calendar year total sales.
Discover something amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science. Explore a cave, crawl inside a beaver lodge, marvel at live animals, including saltwater fish, turtles, snakes, jellyfish, alligators, and more. Experience nature close up through interactive exhibits and hands-on activities. Discover why life is amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science in downtown Decatur, Alabama. For more information, visit cookmuseum.org.
It happens a lot at Whataburger. You take your first bite and suddenly you have a flavor epiphany. When things come together in a flavorful flash of, well, first bite perfection. Crispy bacon perfectly matched with the smoky heat of Hatch green chilies paired with 2 types of cheese, all coming together bite after perfect bite. Good thing there's the new limited time Hatch green chili bacon burger at Whataburger. Available by dine-in, drive-thru, curbside, and in select locations. Delivery fees may vary.
Mobile tickets, mobile parking, and other Alabama football game day changes are new this fall. If you're heading to Bryant-Denny Stadium this season, visit RollTide.com/new in 2020 to plan ahead and get ready for game day.
Welcome back. Baumhauer's Victory Grill here in Tuscaloosa. As always, hosting the Nick Saban Show. And hey, coach, hey, folks, you can make your next tailgate or home gate, if you will, a legendary one with Baumhauer's legendary sauces and their convenient party trays. Visit Baumhauer's.com for more info. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food. Jenny Mines, final moment or so with us. It's obviously been a fairly compact fall season. What you got coming up? I know there's an event here in Tuscaloosa in a week and a half or so. Let the folks know what you got coming up.
So we leave
Unfortunately, we're having a little trouble there with Jenny's Zoom feed, but hopefully we'll be able to hear back. But I can tell you that the Tide closes out October 23rd through 25th here in Tuscaloosa. The SEC Challenge, number two. They've got Auburn, LSU, Mississippi State, and Ole Miss coming to town. A tough field, Jenny. Well, unfortunately, we've not been able to clear Jenny's feed up. But, Jenny, look, I know you're there. We thank you so much for your time, and congratulations on I know you feel like a proud mom when you see, Alexa and Desiree get to the finals of the French Open. Congratulations, and we'll talk to you soon. That's Jenny Mines. She is the head coach of the women's tennis team here at the University of Alabama. And again, we apologize for the drop-off of the quality there at the very end. In this new age of ours in the world of broadcasting, sometimes that'll happen. Hey Coach is being brought to you by My Eye Doctor, with 20 locations to make your next eye appointment convenient. Don't miss a single play this season. Eye care and eye wear really are better together at My Eye Doctor. Visit myeyedr.com to learn more. When we come back, we'll say hello to our special media guest, Andy Staples from The Athletic. He's around the corner here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Everwood Treatment Company is wood treated right. Everwood is the most technologically advanced pressure treated wood available. That means no rotting, no decay, no problems. Just wood treated right. Everwood is your treated wood source and the official pressure treated lumber of the Alabama Crimson Tide. If you're looking to add or replace decks, outdoor structures, or commercial jobs, choose Everwood for wood treated right. If you need it, we'll get it to you. To locate your local Everwood store, visit EverwoodTreatment.com. Everwood Treatment, official lumber of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Whether it's Monday, Tuesday, Hump Day, Taco Day, or any other day, every day is the day to save at the Toyota Today's the Day sales event, where you can get a great deal on the entire Toyota lineup until November 2nd. Contact your local Toyota dealer today.
Get 0% APR for 60 months on a new 2020 Toyota RAV4. Offer valid through November 2nd, 2020. Zero down for well-qualified buyers with approved credit and financing through Southeast Toyota Finance. $1,667 monthly payment for every $1,000 financed. Excludes tax, tag, registration, title, and dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Is your home begging for help? Squeaking doors and creaking floors? Cracked brick and concrete? Water running in basements and crawl spaces? And how about those smelly, musty odors? Achoo! Call APS Foundations. Our experts offer solutions to your home's foundation and waterproofing problems with a plan to get back on solid ground. Call now, 866-253-6035 or alabamaprofessional.com.
Royal Furniture, family-owned and operated for over 70 years. Come see why Royal is known for the lowest prices in furniture and mattresses and the most financing options to meet your needs, no matter your credit history. Save now on name brands. Signature design by Ashley, Simmons, Serta, Lane, and more. Guaranteed lowest prices on a huge in-stock inventory that's ready for immediate delivery and 36-month no-interest financing. Royal Furniture, proud sponsor of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Come visit us in Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, Memphis, or Jackson, Tennessee.
Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Right now, let us pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network. He is always a popular guest on the show, Andy Staples, writing for The Athletic. Welcome in, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good, Eli. I was worried you guys were never going to invite me back. I think the last time I did this was 2012, before the Texas A&M game, and I was worried you'd written me off as bad luck.
Well, it's been a while, but we felt, heck, why not? You're a nice guy, and you got a different employer, so we'll go ahead. Andy, of course, covering college football for better than two decades. You enjoy his podcast and his work on Sirius XM. He writes for The Athletic, 11 years as senior writer for Sports Illustrated. He is with us. Coach Saban joins us in a moment as we head into the Nick Saban Show. That's next on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Dealing with constant changes, not easy. Letting go of my inner perfectionist, ooh, not easy. But crossing a few things off my financial to-do list, surprisingly simple.
Regions tools and advice make it easy to manage your money. From podcasts and webinars to budget and savings calculators, we'll help you find your financial comfort zone.
Those few little financial tweaks have made a big difference.
Check off some financial to-dos at regions.com/brave the beginning. Regions Bank, member FDIC, official bank of the SEC.
Thank you, Alabama fans, for your continued support of Golden Flake potato chips, pork rinds, cheese puffs, and our great-for-dipping tortillas. We continue to be dedicated to making our products available to you and your family, so we hope you can mark the celebrated return of Alabama football with your favorite bag of Golden Flake snacks. Experience the simple, southern goodness of Golden Flake, the official chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It is a game that has been circled on everyone's calendar. Not just the calendar of the teams involved, but those of football fans across the country. Two of America's proudest programs going head-to-head in a rare regular season matchup. Number 2 Alabama and number 3 Georgia take center stage on tonight's October 15th edition of the Nick Saban Show.
Here we go!
On the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, everybody. Alabama coach Nick Saban here.
This is the Nick Saban Show.
Roll Tide.
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. Hot. Presented by Alpha Insurance. For the best agents in the business, call Alpha. Hot. Now live, here is your host, Eli Goals.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Baumhauer's Victory Grill here in Tuscaloosa. The Nick Saban Show, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha if you'd like to join the conversation. It is a toll-free call, 877-202-BAMA. From his home outside of Gainesville, Florida, it's great to have with us our special media guest, Andy Staples, the writer for The Athletic. Andy, welcome back to the show. It's been a number of years. Great to have you back.
Well, thank you, Eli. I really appreciate it.
And joining us from his home here in Tuscaloosa, Crimson Tide head coach Nick Saban. Hello, coach. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm missing everybody. I wanted to be there. You know, I enjoyed it last week when I got out of the house. So now I'm stuck here.
I hear you. How you feeling? You doing okay?
Doing great. I don't have any symptoms. I don't have a fever. You know, they do all those oxygen tests and all that stuff, and everything's normal. So I feel great. Don't have any problems. Been able to do everything that I would do if I were working from here because of Zoom, whether it's be in the meetings, watch the film with the coaches, watch the practice film, have communication on the field that I can still correct players.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the special teams meeting, in the defensive meetings, and offensive meeting after practice. So I've done everything that I would normally do. I just have to do it from here for now.
Technology is amazing, isn't it?
Sure is. I mean, this is, it's it's a godsend that we have the ability to do the things. It was the same way in recruiting this year, just a lot of different circumstances that we've had to deal with, and the technology has helped us be able to get through it.
Exactly. Coach, you know Andy Staples, of course, one of the best sports writers out there. Andy, feel free to jump in with a question for the coach.
Well, I got to ask you this, because you've never struck me as the kind of person who would enjoy being stuck at home. How are you handling that aspect of it, where you're not supposed to leave?
I had a meeting with the leadership group today, and I told them, I said, you know, it's really been tough for me. I said, I'm getting beat up on both ends. I said, when I come there, I can raise hell with you guys. And now I'm here with Miss Terry, and she's raising hell with me. So I'm losing out on both ends.
As somebody who's worked out of the house for about 20 years, welcome to my world. When you're working from home, nobody realizes you're still actually working.
Yeah, but you know what? It's a really different mindset when you work at home. And I sort of probably could use some coaching pointers from you relative to that, because it seems like, you know, when you get in your car and you go to work, your mindset is I'm going to do this, 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 and this all day today. And you've all got it kind of mapped out. And when you stay at home, it's like, I'm supposed to be doing some of the stuff I do at home. So I haven't done anything that I normally would do at home. So you just got to get it. You got to train yourself to be able to stay focused on what you're doing. It's a lot more difficult to me when you're at home than it is when you go to work.
You got to be really disciplined.
There are more distractions.
We're really disciplined. Yeah, I get that.
Definitely. I found
we need to get you one of the doors, the remote control doors for your office at home, though.
I'm not that lucky.
I hear you. I found it interesting, Coach, and we can expound a bit, and then I want to shift over to the Georgia game. But I found it interesting to hear you say that you were able to see so much more on an all 22 camera that you had access to, as opposed to just standing with the DBs or whatever you're doing. I found it interesting that you were able to take in more of the practice than you would have normally as it was happening.
Well, it is. When you get the view from 1,000 feet, which is kind of, you know, we've got these towers and they're shooting the thing, and it's like watching game film.
Sure.
But when you're actually watching practice, you know, you can't say, hey, run that back again, like you can when you're watching a film. So you only see certain things, and you watch certain parts of certain things, and that's how we kind of split up as coaches. So we have eyes on everything. Like I usually coach the front side of the defense, and the other coaches are on the back side of the defense. And, you know, the linebacker coach is coaching the middle of the defense. So, but when you got the big picture, you can kind of see a lot more. And you see a lot more because you're seeing the big picture rather than specific things. So it was a little interesting. And I guess that's why Coach Bryan always stood up in that tower.
Yeah, definitely. We're visiting, of course, with Coach Nick Saban, and our special media guest is Andy Staples from The Athletic. Of course, Saturday, Bama and the Georgia Bulldogs, presented by Coca-Cola. Coverage on the radio begins at 4 with kickoff at 7 o'clock. And one thing that hasn't changed, Andy, since you were last on the show many years ago, our first caller of the night, our first question and caller, is always brought to us by Alabama 811. Always contact 811 before you dig to know what's below. Call 811 or visit al811.com. Pee-wee from Grand Bay, Alabama. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Eli. Coach, you're looking good, sir. Just to let you know, we all got Greg Bine, all the staff, both of your families, everybody in our prayers.
I appreciate that. And, you know, I'd like to say that I appreciate you. The support from so many people from all over the United States, phone calls, text messages, emails have been wonderful. I mean, it's very uplifting that the relationships that you've made through the years, and so many people would be concerned about your well-being, and I really appreciate it, and I want everybody to know that. But go ahead. I appreciate you, too.
Coach, you know, the past game, the offense had the line had a little bit of a a breakout. Najee was able to run for 23 times, 200-plus yards, plus I don't remember the exact total of the rest of the rushing yards. But how important in this game against Georgia's defensive line, which the opportunity that I get to see them play, these guys are very good, of being able to run the ball to have a balanced offense this week against them?
Well, I think it's very important, but I think you hit the nail on the head. This is a very good defensive team. They're a veteran team. They have a lot of experience. They've got two really – they play more than two inside players that are really, really hard to block and hold the point very well. They've got some edge rush guys. They got a very good secondary. Their linebackers are very fast and active. So this is a really good defensive team. And I think the numbers and the statistics for three games really bear it out that they're one of the top defensive teams in the country. They're very well coached. They have really good players. You know, Kirby does a really good job with them, and they play really, really well. And I think it's going to be really important for us to be able to create some balance so that we can, you know, put them in some situations and not be behind the sticks all the time, because that's when they play a lot of players. I mean, when they put their subs in on third down, there's like 6-7 different guys come in. So they play a lot of different players. They have a lot of depth, and they all play well, and they don't make a lot of mistakes. So it's going to be important for us to do a great job of executing run and pass. And we got to block them when we try to pass, too, because they got some pretty decent rushers.
Yeah. Coach, we got a question. Pee-wee, thanks for your call. We got a question sent in from the Nick Saban Show blog on AL.com. James is down in Foley, Alabama, and he said, hey, Coach, Georgia, as we just talked, has a top-ranked defense. Do you see some similarities to Kirby's defenses here at Alabama when he was your coordinator?
Yeah, there's some similarities. I think they've progressed and they do some things that are, you know, a little more unique than what we did back in that time, because it's been about 5 years ago. But, you know, we had those kind of players, you know, on defense, and we did a lot of the same basic things. I think they've added some things that, especially on third down, that have been very effective for them. But it's like, you know, we do the same thing here. We're always trying to add and, you know, sort of figure out a better way, whether it's offense, defense, special teams, or whatever. You don't change the basic way that you do it. I mean, they're basically four down, 4-2, and they slide the front to a 3-4, even in nickel, kind of like what we do. And they do a really good job of it. They do a lot of stemming. It's going to be really important for our offensive line because they stem a lot up front to be able to ID the fronts correctly. And they get a lot of people to jump off sides with their stemming. So that's one of the things that we work really hard on, because if you get behind on the sticks, you know, that's when they're most effective.
Andy, jump on in, sir.
Well, you mentioned the stemming, and I always think that's very interesting, because if you think about it, you're an offensive lineman, especially a center, where you've got to worry about snapping the ball, and then you've got these 300-pound monsters just moving around a few seconds before the snap. How important is it to have a veteran line, a smart line, where those guys can diagnose immediately what the new front looks like and now what they must have to do to block?
I think it's really important. I don't know if you have a good center who can ID the mic and understand what they're going to do when they stem. And these guys don't just stem. You know, a lot of people that stem, they'll go from 40 to odd and odd to 40. But that's basically it. These guys will stem, and then they'll still stunt you. And that makes it even more difficult. So that's going to be the challenge, you know, for the offensive line. But I think having some veteran guys up there that have some experience will be helpful to us. But, you know, we've got to be able to move these guys a little bit. If you don't get moving in a running game, it's hard to, you know, create space for the runner. So whether they move or not, that's going to be a challenge for us as well.
Coach, a little football 101 for some of our listeners. Stemming, stunting. Explain those terms to our viewers and listeners.
Well, I'm probably different people have different terminologies, but you know, stemming means that you line up in one front and on a signal, you know, most of the time from a linebacker, you will move to another front. All right, so let's just say you line up in odd and then you say move and you stem to even.
Okay.
All right, so that's one part. That's stemming. That's moving the front, changing the front dynamic. But then when you stunt, you know, like they do a lot of corner cats, you know, where the corner comes and the whole line slants. You know, so you if you have a veteran team, you can do that and then still do a stunt, because that's not always easy to time up and execute defensively. But I think they have a veteran group on defense. So I don't know, they have 8 or 9 starters back from last year.
Yeah.
And they play a lot of guys. So even some of the guys that weren't starters have played a lot. And so they do both. And that's stunning. It means you're going to maybe slant, plug a backer on this side, bring somebody off the edge, slant the front, maybe slant the front, bring an edge guy and a backer, bring both inside backers. So there's a lot of movement that can create negative plays if the offensive line really doesn't get a hat on the hat when they start doing this kind of stuff.
Thanks for the lesson, Coach Nick Saban. The Nick Saban Show, sponsored in part by Coca-Cola. No matter your favorite game day food, it'll pair perfectly together with a Coke. Together, tastes better. More coming up from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. The Nick Saban Show rolls on right after these messages on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Ever wonder where the capital A in Chick-fil-A came from? It started with grade A top quality chicken. But we believed everything, not just the food, should be grade A.
My name is Jake, and I work at Chick-fil-A Hickory Flat. To me, the A in Chick-fil-A is for above and beyond. It's about making sure that our guests know that we care about them and that we're going above and beyond for them in all the details.
The A in Chick-fil-A is for all the little things we do to bring you our best every day.
Real team member paid for their testimonial.
Is your home begging for help? Squeaking doors and creaking floors? Cracked brick and concrete? Water running in basements and crawl spaces? And how about those smelly, musty odors? Call APS Foundations. Our experts offer solutions to your home's foundation and waterproofing problems with a plan to get back on solid ground. Call now, 866-253-6035 or alabamaprofessional.com.
More than any other game, great football dynasties are built on their drive to out-tough, out-work, and out-think the competition year after year. The same is true with Ford F-150. Whether it's at the work site or the campsite, F-150 will help you win the day, every day. That's why Ford F-Series is America's best-selling truck 43 years straight. See your local Ford dealer, proud sponsor of Alabama football. The Crimson Tide and F-150, built for tough. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales.
Get your ice cold Bud Light Seltzer hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me 2 bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Carl Tucker and Miller Forrestall, the two tight ends, are in. Pistol formation. Give Najee left side. Big seal block. He's to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. He lunges forward. Touchdown, Alabama. 33 yards. Najee Harris, one of his 5 touchdowns. But, Coach, in the course of that play-by-play, I talked about a great block on the edge there. And as we've all seen over the years, if guys don't block for you, they don't play for you. And we got some really good perimeter blocking against Ole Miss.
Well, we did. I think our receivers did a really good job of, you know, tying their people up. And we could, you know, some of the bubble passes and screens and things that we threw turned into being explosive plays. I think we had like 21 explosive plays in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So they did a really good job on the perimeter as well as the interior. So I don't think you have the kind of game we had where you don't do that. Now, on the other side of the ball, we got a little discombobulated with the speed of the game. You know, they were going fast. I think they made four fourth down conversions going fast.
Yeah.
You know, in the game, we had problems getting lined up at times. So that kind of pace of play with some young players in some positions, really, really difficult. We didn't tackle great in the game. I don't know if the field had something to do with that, but we didn't tackle very well. So those are things that we definitely need to improve on, and they're all correctable things. So hopefully we'll have a chance to use those things to get better.
Andy Staples is our media guest. Curious. Go right ahead, sir.
I'm curious. There were several times in that game where they went from a third to a fourth down, and there was not the usual where you see the offensive lineman pointing, hey, let's go for it, let's go for it. It was they instantaneously knew we are going for this. We're getting lined up. There was one situation where they went from a third and five to a fourth and one, and they switched from a 2x2 set to a three receivers and an attached tight end on one side of the line of scrimmage, and then nobody on the wide side of the field. They did that in 7 seconds. How hard is that to defend when they can line up in 7 seconds like that and go for a fourth down?
Well, it's difficult. You know, first of all, you got to make a call on defense. We anticipated them doing it, but still, you got to make a call on defense, and then you got to look at the formation. And you know, they were putting all three receivers into the boundary and the tight end into the boundary. We call those unbalanced formation service stations, Texaco, Exxon, you know, different things like that. But and if the corner had to go over to match up, he's standing over there to the field. He has to get into the boundary before they snap the ball. So it almost takes 7 seconds for him to get over there. And they're already running the play. So it's really well done, you know, smart on their part. You know, not a lot of people go fast anymore. So players aren't used to that either. But it was effective, very effective for them.
If you'd like,
George is a team that won't do that as much, and they will try to limit the amount of plays that get run, maybe to keep their defense fresh. Is that just the give and take and push pull that you as coaches have to negotiate now?
Well, I think Georgia will go fast in some situations. Made a big play, you know, maybe a first down.
Right.
If you're substituting personnel or something like that, it's not their MO. To go fast. I agree with that. I don't think they really try to slow the game down. I think, you know, they do want to control the ball on offense, run and pass, and they have really good balance. You know, and what they do on offense. But the fact that they keep the ball for 34 and a half minutes a game, I think that's like in tops in the country. But you got to be able to execute the play so that you can keep the ball. And you got to do a good job on third down, you know, when those third downs come up to keep the ball. You know, that's probably been one of our biggest issues this year, is we don't get off the field on third down, like we have in the past. And especially when you play against a fastball team, you got a chance to get off the field on third down. They make a first down. They're going fast again. So these drives get extended, and you can't substitute very much unless they substitute. So players get tired. They don't get lined up as quickly. It's a huge advantage when you go fast, but your team has to be geared toward that as well. Now, there is some question, and when they all control around here and had really, really good defensive teams that were always ranked in the top five in the country, they didn't play as many plays as what our guys play now. All right, because we play faster on offense. We make more explosive plays. All right, so there's a trade-off there. I always think if you play good defense, that's always going to keep you in the game. You're always going to have a chance to win. You know, sometimes lately we've had to outscore them, and we certainly had to do that last week. it's not the way I'd like to be able to play. I like it when you have an explosive offense and you play good on defense as well. But and I think we'll get better on defense. I really do. I think we'll get better as time goes on and you get more experience.
Of course, visiting with Coach Nick Saban along with Andy Staples from The Athletic. If you'd like to join the conversation, toll free 877-202-BAMA. 877-202-BAMA. That's the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Coach, another question coming in on the Nick Saban Show blog from AL.com. Mac is in Atlanta, and he talks about Coach annually recruiting a number of kids from the Atlanta area and the state of Georgia. Can you tell any added excitement during the week from our players knowing that they're getting set to face folks in their hometown and their home state?
Oh, I don't think there's any question about the fact that, the guys from Georgia, this is obviously a big game for them. When we play A&M, the guys from Texas, it's a big game for them. If we'd have played USC, we got a couple of California guys that would have been excited to play, in that game.
Sure.
So I don't have any question about that fact that, guys really do get excited when they get to go home and play, from their, like all the guys we've had from Florida, when we play Florida, they always get excited about that. So I don't think it's unique to Georgia. I think it's just pretty much the way it is that it's like bragging right, when you go home.
Sure.
All the people who would root for that particular team wherever you're from.
Yeah. Let's talk again about the Georgia Bulldogs, and maybe this is a crazy question, but over the last couple of games, A&M and the game last week against Ole Miss, the other team's tight ends had a degree of success. Kirby, statistically, if nothing else, has only thrown 8 passes all season to his 4 different tight ends. Is there a temptation on their part to change that because of what we saw from Wiedemeyer and Yeboah the last couple games? Or do they just keep doing what they do?
Well, I can't answer that question for certain, but they have, 3 or 4 really, really good tight ends. I think that they try to utilize them in their offense. Maybe they haven't gotten as many opportunities as they'd like, but they also have really good skill players outside.
That's true,
so
yeah.
Who do you want to throw the ball to? Pickens or Burton or, number 10 is a really, really good player. So they have really, really good skill guys. So I think everybody is trying to get the ball to their best players. If that best player happens to be the tight end, then that's why you throw the ball to the tight end.
Gotcha.
So I think we played 2 really good tight ends the last 2 weeks and not really been very effective in some of the passes that Ole Miss threw to the tight end were really, really difficult to defend. I mean, they're running a running play that's a run-blocking play, and the tight end runs lead and then runs right but past the linebacker down the middle. That's a really difficult play to defend, and then we missed a tackle on it early in the game, and the guy runs for 50 more yards. And the other big play he made, we missed a tackle on him, and, he ran for 50 more yards. So I think you have to execute whatever it is that you're trying to do on defense to stop all the players that they have who can get the ball. And I think that the people that we played against the last 2 weeks had very good tight ends and they utilized their skill really well. And we didn't do a very good job of defending it. And wouldn't surprise me if they try to get the ball to the tight ends. But I also think that I'm worried about covering their other skill guys who are very explosive as well.
Exactly. Pickens has played well. Kiaris Jackson, you mentioned, number 10. He has been an outstanding a receiver as well. And they've got a darn good running back, Zamir White, number 3. I dare say we'll be mentioning his name a few times come Saturday night.
Well, they've got 3 or 4 good running backs. They play a lot of players. They play 3 or 4 different guys. Zeus is really a good player, though. He's strong, physical. He's got speed. He's tough, hard nose. Really, really good player. And we recruited him here, and we thought he was probably the best guy we were recruiting in his class that year, and he's really, really a good player, very productive.
Yeah, he's on the Doak Walker watch list. Oh, and by the way, speaking of watch lists, and Andy, I'll get right to you. Obviously, it was great to see Landon Dickerson's name added to the Remington Award watch list this week. No surprise, man, he's been awfully good.
He's played very well for us. He's a really good leader. He's smart. I think he's helped all the other offensive linemen sort of play better. They have confidence together as a group. And I'm always happy when our players get recognized for having an opportunity to win some of these awards.
Sure. Andy, jump on in, my friend.
Well, you mentioned Landon, and I'm curious. He's a transfer player. He started his career at Florida State. How tough is it to get someone into the flow of your system and how things work in your culture when they've come from another program?
Well, it depends on the guy. There's no problem at all for Landon because he's sort of cut from the cloth that we try to get our players to grow in. This guy's got great character, hard worker, hard nosed, tough. Sort of all the things that we try to build our foundation on, he is. So not a problem at all for a guy like that. So I think it's all about the person, what kind of person he is relative to what kind of program you have. I think if you have the kind of program that we try to have and you bring somebody in who's come from a program where they don't work hard and they don't do things and don't practice, then that's a tough transition for a guy. Vice versa, if he came from a hard-working program and he comes into a laissez-faire program, that'll be a tough transition for a guy too. So I just think it's all, how does that guy's personality fit where he's going?
We're spending time with the coach and with Andy Staples from The Athletic. Alabama football proudly supported by Alpha Insurance. Visit alphainsurance.com and find a local agent for auto, home, and life insurance. Call Alpha. More coming up right after these messages. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
And now, a moment of chill from Coors Light. Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment, made to chill in a canoe holding a beer instead of a paddle. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
Hindsight's 50-50.
We'll burn that bridge when we come to it.
It's not rocket surgery.
Some quotes are better than others. If you're in the market for auto insurance, give Alpha's new quote and bind tool a whirl. With on-screen discount alerts, you can see how much you'll save click by click. And if you bundle your home or life insurance with Alpha, you'll save even more. A penny saved is a penny earned. Start saving with Alpha today. AlphaInsurance.com.
Angela and I have big plans for 2020. A new stamp in our passports, maybe a bathroom renovation. We definitely didn't expect to be worried about our income.
When life takes you out of one comfort zone, your Regions banker has helpful tools and advice to help you find a new one.
It's a relief to have a plan for whatever comes next.
Make your financial plan at Regions.com/brave the beginning. Regions Bank, member FDIC, official bank of the SEC.
Devontae goes in motion. Here's the jet sweep. Nice blocking, Forrestall. Devontae's going to walk it in. Touchdown, Alabama! Thank you, Lord. What a night. 14 yards. It was just an honest emotion, that late touchdown. And I said, thank you, Lord. It was quite a night. But again, We cite it right there, Coach. Nice blocking by Miller Forrestall to help Devontae get gone.
Yeah, and Mechie had a nice block on that play, too. So
yeah,
the perimeter blocking was really a key. It always is to be able to block the defensive backs on the perimeter with your receivers. If you're going to run those plays, and they're complementary plays to running plays. So you're counting numbers on the perimeter. Are we going to run it or are we going to throw it out there? Well, if you throw it out there and you can't block the one-on-ones, they don't work very well. So our guys did a really good job of that last week.
Andy Staples, jump on in.
Well, it's Saturday, and how does this all work? And you were talking about at practice this week that you've been able to do things remotely. The players understand the game plan. What is missing when the head coach isn't there? Is it because you're not a primary offensive or defensive play caller, but you're influencing everything. You're making decisions on, do you go for it on fourth down? Do you kick a field goal or go try to score a touchdown on the goal line? How does that change if you're not there?
Well, our contingency plan, because of the experience that we have on the staff, would be Stark is the guy that has been a head coach, has made those kind of decisions in the past. I think philosophically we're very close in terms of how we think about those kind of situations. He's a very bright guy. All the time that he was a head coach, he was a play caller, so it won't affect him. Play calling ability. But the protocol is, if you're in quarantine, you can't have any remote access to the sidelines, and you can't go to the game, even if they put you in an isolated area. So, never having thought much about that, and I'm not being critical of anybody here, if you're the head coach, there ought to be a better way to do it. I don't know exactly what that is, but there should be a better way to do that. You ought to be able to have some kind of communication with the sidelines. It's like I have communication with somebody on the field during practice. I can't directly talk to a player, but I can say, hey, tell 22 that he was supposed to reroute the guy or whatever. So you can't have any of that. And that doesn't seem quite right. I think you could probably do without an assistant if you had to. Maybe a little harder if it's a coordinator who calls the plays, and maybe you don't have somebody as effective at doing that or experienced with doing that on your staff. But I just think it's really tough that if you have to make a close call, I would just hate to see somebody on our staff have to make a close call and get criticized for it if it didn't work. But I don't think that's fair to them, if you know what I mean. I mean, I make multiple for them. I get criticized. I understand the game. If you make a call and it works, it's a good call. If you make a call and it doesn't work, it's a bad call. All right, so it's as simple as that. I get that. All right.
But,
you know, if an assistant on your staff has to make one of those kind of calls, and it doesn't work, I'd hate to see someone have to get criticized for something that probably shouldn't even have been their responsibility to make that call to start with.
I have an idea, and my thing is, they've tweaked every other NCAA rule just for this year, so why not tweak this one? We take one of those robot tackling dummies, you know, the remote control tackling dummy. We strap an iPad to it, and you're set up just like you are now, except you've also got the game on TV. You can see what's going on, and you just roam around the sideline on that thing. And you know, if a position coach does something you don't like, you might maybe bumble them a little bit. But it does. It's amazing to me, in all seriousness, that they've tweaked rules for everything else, but why not tweak this a little bit?
Well, there's smarter people than me in positions to make those sort of determinations. And I'm not being critical of anybody, but I would hate not to be at the game on Saturday if that's what this turns out to be. And I would hate not to be, at least to have a headset where I could communicate with the sidelines, even if you're in a press box in isolation, even if you couldn't go in the locker room and communicate with the players, you could still Zoom with the players. So there's ways to do this where you wouldn't be putting anybody in harm's way. But, you know, I also really believe in the safety of all the people, not just the players on our team or the coaches. So there would have to be some logistical things that could be worked out so that you could do something like that.
Coach Nick Saban with us, Andy Staples from The Athletic. Coach, do you ever get a chance, maybe you do, maybe you don't, to read any of the work after the season of a guy like Andy and fellas who analyze football? He says, no, you don't. Do you ever get a chance maybe in the summer?
He has so many better things to do, Eli.
In the summertime to pick up the sports papers and magazines and see what these guys write about?
I really don't. Not that it has anything to do with Andy. I read a book. I always am reading a book.
Right.
So, and a lot of times the book is about, might be about football or sports or motivation or, you know, sometimes it's just a good story about something that you kind of get into. But it's a way to get lost for a little bit, even if I only read 4 or 5 pages a day and 5 minutes or something. But I'm, most of the stuff that I read, it's something to try to help me be better at what I do.
Right.
So, and I just not really into opinions and speculations about things. And I like to read factual stuff, and I like to read stuff that people write that maybe is a different point of view that could be beneficial. And Andy probably does some of that, but
I read a lot of that too.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people send me something and say, hey, you should read this. And I read it, but most of it has to do something about human behavior and, you know, how to motivate somebody or try to get somebody to do something better.
You know,
what are a couple of the books that you've read in the last few years that really stand out to you?
Obstacle is the Way. I've read 3 of Ryan Holiday's books. That's the first one. He spoke to the team probably 4 or 5 years ago. Toughness is one that I, Jay Billis's book. I'm reading a book now, Chicken Runs at Midnight.
Mm-hmm.
So
that was a great book.
In a true story, and probably worth reading. So it's really about a baseball player from Steubenville who comes up in the minor leagues and becomes a third base coach for Jim Leland and for the Pirates and then the Marlins. And I guess what it made it interesting for me, having worked for Wayne Huizenga for 2 years, that was his 97 Marlins team that won the World Series, which is what the saying, the chicken runs at midnight, that's what it's all about. You never know that until the end, but it's really kind of interesting, and it has a lot of compassion in it because of family and stuff like that, so I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I read that book. It was spectacular. Let me ask you about people. I've been blessed over the years. I had a chance to sit down and talk with Eddie Robinson, the great coach at Grambling, and the same thing with John Wooden, the magnificent basketball coach at UCLA. And when we were done with these interviews, I walked out of those studios, and I said, my goodness, what a blessing to sit with these guys, and how spectacular was that. Have you ever had a chance? Is there a name or two that come to mind for you that you've met in your travels and your business, and when it was done, you said, man, that was pretty cool?
Well, there's been quite a few, but I did read John Wooden's book
mm-hmm.
way back when I first started coaching, and it did have a significant impact on some of the philosophical things about, you know, just you're developing a person, you're not just developing a player. And if you develop a person the right way, they'll play better because they'll be a more complete player, a better competitor. But Wayne Huizenga was one of the premier people from a character standpoint that I've ever been associated with, you know, in my life. The guy was a phenomenal in terms of what he accomplished in his life, building three Fortune 500 companies, but did it with total humility.
Yep.
I mean, total humility. You would never know the guy had 10 cents and started with one garbage truck and built waste management. And, you know, the story always amazed me was he sold Pier 66 or one of his big properties in Fort Lauderdale. And his favorite restaurant was on right by the 17th Street Bridge. And he didn't want to sell the restaurant because he didn't want any people to lose their jobs. So he made a promise when he sold it that they wouldn't get rid of the restaurant or any of the people in it. 30 days later, the people came to him and said, "We got our pink slips today. They're going to tear our restaurant down." He went back and bought it back so nobody would lose their job.
Really?
I mean, amazing man.
You don't
amazing.
See that. No. That's a great, amazing. Great story. Yeah. We lost Andy Staples for a moment or so, but I see he has now paid the power bill. Your lights are back on, Andy.
Yeah. I got to be more careful about it. I'm going to do the direct deposit power payment. This, I can't keep sending checks through the mail anymore. It doesn't move fast enough.
I hear you. We're going to come right back. We'll have more with Andy, more with the coach, and hopefully more from you as well as we continue on this Thursday night edition of the Nick Saban Show. We are live at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, everybody. It's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Whoa!
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Forrestall goes to the right. Hand off Najee. Big hole. He's going to go. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Alabama. 40 yards and another touchdown for Najee Harris. That is going to do it right there. Alabama with a 63-48 win over Ole Miss. Najee on the year averaging 6.7 yards per carry. That's going to get the job done, Coach. That'll work for you.
Najee's done a really good job for us this year. I think he's really developed a really good knack of how to press the holes and run the plays and follow the blocks. And I think that's benefited him a lot. And his style actually fits into that. And mm-hmm. he's really developed nicely.
Yeah. Andy?
Well, Coach, I wanted to ask you about Mac Jones. I talked to him briefly last week, and we were talking about the Auburn game last year.
Well, I believe
he was talking about receptions for touchdowns and how in his situation now, he can't imagine throwing those. That he, you know, at the time he was thinking like a backup quarterback trying to win a job, and oh, you can't throw the ball away on 3rd and 8, or you can't throw the ball away near the goal line or take a sack. And he said now he understands kind of the bigger picture of things. So I wanted to ask you about his maturation through the offseason and kind of taking over this job.
Well, I think the big thing is I always tell our quarterbacks, if every possession ends in a kick, we're going to be good. Could be a punt, could be a field goal, could be an extra point. But when you turn it over and you give it to the other guys, that usually is disastrous. And I think when you're a young quarterback and you press, I think the worst thing you can do is, in any sport, is to prep. And when you do that, you try to make plays that aren't there. And I think sometimes you do it because you put pressure on yourself. Sometimes you think you have to do it because you want to impress somebody else, rather than just sort of see a little, see a lot. See what you're supposed to see, do what you're supposed to see with the ball, do with the ball, take what the defense gives you and move on. And if it's 3rd and 8 and you have to punt, that's not the end of the world. We'll get another chance. So I think the more players get experience and the more they have confidence, they sort of understand that.
Obviously, we're having a little transmission problem from the coach there at the house, and we'll let see if his if the Wi-Fi settles down just a bit. Coach, you back with us? Well, he's trying to talk, Andy, but it's not a language that you or I are able to understand, unfortunately. But why don't we take a moment right here to preview from your eyes, Andy, what we're likely to see at Bryant-Denny Stadium this Saturday night.
I think we're going to see a performance. This is probably an offense that they're a little more used to seeing. What Lane Kiffin and Jeff Lebby have cooked up at Ole Miss is a pretty interesting hybrid offense where they mix in concepts from what Lane did when he was at Alabama and what Jeff Lebby did at Baylor and did at UCF. And it's a tough offense to stop, especially if it's not something you've seen before. These guys have seen what Georgia does before. The difference is present with some of the best players in America, some of the players that Alabama also recruited. And that's a matchup I want to see. But what I really want to see is the matchup between this Alabama offensive line and that Georgia defensive front, because Georgia's been fantastic. It's basically the same guys that played last year. The only team that really scored on them was LSU last year. And this offense at Alabama is very good. It's up there with that LSU offense in terms of just a quality of line, the playmaking receivers, a couple great backs, a quarterback who knows what he's doing. I'm really excited to see that matchup because it's best on best, and that's what you love to watch.
That's what you want to see. Coach, I believe, is back with us, and it's just in time for the final word brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Coach?
So I'd like to know, what part of what I just was talking about did you hear and not hear?
Very little of which you said.
We heard the game plan. We heard about the 3 trick plays that y'all plan to run in the first quarter that you've got on the script. I don't think we heard anything about the stuff you're going to do in the second half. Oh, wait, I wasn't supposed to hear that either, was it?
Well, unfortunately, we have lost the coach's connection again, and that's what he was talking about right there, the second half, but we're not able to hear that either. But Coach Saban's final word, of course, presented each week by Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. If you've missed any portion of tonight's show, not necessarily because of technical issues, you can always catch it on demand on your Alabama Insider podcast. Download and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Andy, thank you so much, sir, for your time. We appreciate it. We look forward to having you on again and hopefully, God willing, in person here in Tuscaloosa.
I can't wait to get back to Tuscaloosa.
And that was Andy in whatever language saying thank you, and I know the coach is going to say the same thing if we could hear him, but we can't. So we're back in a moment here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
My Shiro doesn't always wear a cape, but she always has time for a hug, a smile, for going the extra mile. My Shiro stretches every dollar, puts in long hours, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. When you're ready to retire, we want you to be able to enjoy it. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org/Shiro.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
At My Eye Doctor, we would never think of getting between you and your screen, except with blue light lenses. Eye strain can happen by spending hours and hours with devices, texting, gaming, binging. Our lens solutions can help minimize the stress and strain of harmful blue light. We welcome all insurances. Eye care and eyewear are better together at My Eye Doctor, doctors of optometry. Schedule an appointment today at myeyedr.com.
Thank you, Alabama fans, for your continued support of Golden Flake potato chips, pork rinds, cheese puffs, and our great-for-dipping tortillas. We continue to be dedicated to making our products available to you and your family, so we hope you can mark the celebrated return of Alabama football with your favorite bag of Golden Flake snacks. Experience the simple, southern goodness of Golden Flake, the official chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. We are back. Quick mention, I understand that some of you were able to hear the coach and Andy just fine. Some of you were not, and that included us here at the restaurant. We couldn't hear a word they were saying. So we apologize. Don't think I was in outer space somewhere. We were unable to hear Andy or the coach, but I understand some of you on Facebook and other opportunities were able to hear things crystal clear. So we'll get the best engineers we got going on this and hopefully get it all squared away for next week. What's on tap for the Crimson Tide, presented by Bud Light. Whenever there's a Bama game to watch or listen to, there's a Bud Light there. The Tide returns home Saturday to meet the Georgia Bulldogs in a game presented by Coca-Cola. Coverage from Bryant-Denny Stadium begins at 4 o'clock. Kickoff set for 7. That's right here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network coming up on Saturday night. And folks, a quick reminder, if your furniture or mattress needs an upgrade this season, visit Royal Furniture in Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, Memphis, and Jackson, Tennessee for the lowest prices on furniture and mattresses all season, or visit them online at royalfurniture.com. Thank you to Coach Jenny Mines, to Andy Staples, to Coach Nick Saban, and to those of you who listened in and hung with us throughout the course of the evening. We'll talk to you Saturday. Coverage at 4, kickoff at 7. Alabama and the Georgia Bulldogs from Tuscaloosa. Good night and roll tide.
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, this has been Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show, we're also brought to you by Ford. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. Coca-Cola, together tastes better. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Toyota, visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. And by Bud Light, whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.